News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
The introduction of 6 new litter wardens, 100 extra waste management staff and more, Dublin City Council is now asking those living here to do their part to keep streets litter free. And for more on this, I'm joined by Derek Kelly, Executive Manager in Environment and Transport at Dublin City Council. Derek, explain to us this strategy, please. Is it about to be rolled out or is this one that you've rolled out currently? Where are we at?
Look, this time last year, we presented to our elected members our plan to deliver a cleaner city. And what we're launching today is the kind of culmination of the last 12 months of work by my teams. The plan covers a number of kind of pillars, operational enhancements, enforcement and regulatory change, and litter prevention and awareness campaigns. And we've been delivering elements of that throughout late 2024 and into 2025. And loads is happening. So as you mentioned, we've 100 extra staff have been recruited, bringing our teams to over 500 across the city. We've invested in a new fleet at a cost of over 8.5 million. And we've increased various other operational things around the number of streets we wash at a night. And in August, we doubled the area that's covered by our 24-hour operations. By more than double. So there's been a lot happening, and as well as today, we're launching our kind of new Bin It campaign, which is seeking the public to support us in our efforts for a cleaner city.
Okay, so what you're saying is this is already happening. Do you think it's fair to say that people may not have noticed? Are you just trying to highlight it?
I think there should be visible improvements around the city, particularly in the area that's receiving the 24-hour service. That's been considerably enhanced. But we're trying to highlight, I suppose, what the City Council is doing to kind of deal with the issues that have been raised in the public over the last number of years about cleanliness in the city. We've acted, we've responded with this plan and all the additional staff and investment in fleet. Over the last 12 years.
So those 24-hour zones, first of all, does that mean that there's cleaners basically out in the middle of the night cleaning the streets, long after dark or what have you? And also, where are they?
Okay, so yeah, you're correct. Yeah, it's after dark. So the teams arrive in at 10 o'clock at night and finish at 6 o'clock in the morning when the next morning shift is coming in. And the area, it effectively goes out as far as Bagot Street, out as far as Patrick Street on the west of the city, over to Dorset Street, and down as far as the far end of the Docklands. So it's a quite substantial area. It's 4 square kilometres of the city. There's over 900 litter bins in that area, which are serviced multiple times a day. That area then gets a significant nighttime service.
Derek, you said you want the public to get on board with this too. Obviously, this is what you guys are doing, extra staff, etc., extra cleaning zones. What are you asking the public to do? Because it isn't always about cleaning up afterwards. Prevention is part of litter, isn't it?
100%. Look, my teams can only do so much. As what I'm saying is we're doing our part and we're looking for the public to kind of dispose of litter responsibly. We have, as I said, we have over 900 litter bins in the enhanced 24-hour area of the city. But we've over 3,000 litter bins in the city. So if you're out and about and you have something you need to dispose of, hold on to it until you see a bin. There's never one too far away. And then when it comes to people doing illegal dumping, that's what we're trying to stop. It's a blight on the city with people just willingly dumping things about. And it's just not fair that people have to witness that. And then
we've heard CCTV was one of the potential solutions to the illegal dumping, but there seems to be issues around that. Where are we at with that?
Early August, we've rolled out our first phase of CCTV across 3 streets in the northeast inner city. So that's working well. Phase 2 of that will involve rollout of CCTV to our network of grain banks, so your bottle banks, textile banks around the city. And phase 3, which will happen into early next year, will be a number of litter black spots that have been identified by our colleagues across our area office structure around the city. So there'd be a substantial amount of CCTV out in the city. In the
Okay, so be warned, if you're illegal dumping, you may well be caught. I suppose, finally, we here on News Talk Breakfast had figures recently that we obtained under Freedom of Information that found a 73% reduction in litter fines issued between 2023 and 2024. I think it went from something like over 1,000 down to about 24 fines issued. A remarkable, extraordinary drop. What is going on? Have we given up on litter fines?
No, certainly not. So just in the last couple of months, we've recruited additional litter wardens. So an extra 6 litter wardens, and 2 of those will be assigned to to deal with the nighttime economy in the city, which is getting a lot busier. The number of fines did reduce significantly. That was as a result of the changes with CCTV. We couldn't deploy CCTV anymore, and we had to go through a process to get in line with the new legislation around data protection. Again, people are probably getting a bit smarter as well. They're not leaving the evidence in the bag, the utility bill or something that identifies them. So unless you have, unless somebody's been witnessed by a member of my staff physically doing it, it's very difficult to prosecute. And members of the public who might witness it aren't willing to go to court and say that they saw it happening. So there are various challenges with it. But look, we will see an increase. We've been focusing on education, particularly with the business community around town, around their obligations with the litter bylaws and the presentation of waste bylaws. But if people aren't hearing what we're saying, we will be issuing fines. And so far this year, we've probably issued over 200.
Thank you, Derek Kelly, their Executive Manager, Environment and Transport at Dublin City Council. Let us know, do you think the streets are cleaner? We'd love to know, are you impressed by this
It'll
rollout?
It'll be interesting to see how it works, because Dublin City needs something. And look, there's people out there doing great work cleaning up after us, doing horrible work clearing up after
4
us.
4 kilometres, you said, square there of 24-hour cleaning. I didn't realise we had that, and 90 streets with no bin bags and stuff. There are improvements. Have we just not noticed because we haven't heard about it, or have we just not noticed?
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah.
087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.